This is an interview for the COVID-19 Archive Project. It is Friday, September 18th at 10 o'clock in the morning. And I am Annie Schaller. I am interviewing Trisha Howes, a third year biochemistry student at Northeastern. She was living in Boston during the pandemic while moving back and forth from her parents' house in Weymouth, Mass. To her apartment in Boston. She lived with her mother, her brother, and her dog, and she was working on co-op when the pandemic hit. Trisha, do you consent to be interviewed for this project?
I do, yes.
This interview is taking place remotely, but both the interviewer and the interviewee are in Boston. So I know you spent a lot of your time in different places, Boston or Weymouth, Mass, during the pandemic. Which place would you say you felt most safe or comfortable?
So I think those are two wildly varying things for me personally. I think safety calls into like how I think of it is like physically, like am I physically safe here? And then comfortable, I think for me is more of like a mental thing. So physically I did feel more safe in Weymouth just because I had more space at my mom's. I did have like my car there and I was able to kind of socially distance myself more there just because I had like less interactions with people outside of my kind of like quarantine bubble. And then in terms of comfort, I did feel more comfortable in Boston solely because I was very used to like living on my own and like cooking myself dinner and just kind of having that independence and like that degree of self-sufficiency, which kind of dwindled while I was at my mom's. So I think it was kind of a hard draw for me traveling back and forth between my apartment and my mom's because I did have like the physical security at my mom's, but I kind of had the mental security at my apartment in Boston.
Yeah, for sure. That makes total sense. So more on that vein, you mentioned you travel back and forth between your mom's in Boston, and what are the other sort of changes to your daily or weekly routine that you feel most affected you?
So I was on co-op while when the pandemic first kind of hit. I was actually working in biotech, which is where COVID-19 first made it, which is how COVID-19 first made its way into Boston. So my company's response was like quite swift because they were very worried, understandably, and rightfully so. So I actually started work from home long before any of people that I knew who were on co-op did as well, which was obviously a big lifestyle change. It switched from me waking up at like 6:30 in the morning and having to be in Cambridge by like 8:00, 8:30, to me rolling out of bed and not turning my camera on and going to my morning meetings. Which obviously at first it was nice because I didn't have to like get ready and I didn't have to take the tea and all that. But after a while, like morale started to run low as well as like, I don't know, just kind of like any like motivation, I guess. Although my company did do really well with like making sure that we all still felt comfortable and we all still felt like we were doing something important, like especially as interns, because my job was mainly in a lab. So that quickly switched over to like data analytics and all this kind of stuff, which was definitely interesting. And I don't think I would have had that opportunity if we had not gone remote. And then obviously I work, well, actually not obviously, I'm sorry. I also worked at Anthropology on Newbury Street when this all started. And they they put us on furlough a little after my co-op started remote. So that was obviously really sad because I did have something to go to when this all started. And then when they closed down, I had nothing to go to. So it was definitely a big, big lifestyle change because all my friends had left the city. Most of them were in dorms, so they were all gone. And that was kind of hard to deal with at first.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned that you went remote with your co-op before a lot of your friends. What was the message and the justification? Obviously you work for the company that sort of brought the coronavirus in a way to Boston, but was there any more justification, or were you sort of this is way too cautious of them, or what were your thoughts?
Sorry, I think I misspoke. So biotech was the industry that brought coronavirus into Boston. It wasn't my company. I don't actually remember which company it was.
I think it was Biogen, right?
Biogen, yes. Which actually we were working in partnership with them on projects. So it was really close to home. The CEO of my company has always been super rigorous about making sure that employees are safe, comfortable, all that stuff. So his kind of justification is, we don't really know what's going on here. For now, you're going to be remote. They kept having return dates, which would get pushed back, and they just kept getting pushed back and pushed back. When we first went remote in beginning of March, and the original return date was March 31st, and then COVID just kind of exploded. And then it was June 30th, and no, then it was April 15th, and then it was maybe sometime in May, and then it was co-ops, you actually will never be coming back into the office. So it was kind of a waiting game, and I did appreciate my company kind of keeping us up to date and kind of checking in with us. They had a lot of online bonding, remote, virtual activity things, which to be honest was kind of weird because I was I'm not even really in this company, I'm just an intern. But it was also really fun. They had this huge song performance thing that they did for what was supposed to be our offsite and all that. So I would say they handled it really well, and in that same kind of proactive manner that you were discussing earlier.
For sure. Being in college and experiencing this as both someone in the workforce and as someone studying to enter the workforce later, what do you think is the most important thing that either you've learned or you hope other students learn or become knowledgeable about regarding the pandemic?
To clarify, you mean in terms of the pandemic right now?
Yeah, in terms of the pandemic or its effect on your life or its effect on global culture, society, anything?
I feel personal responsibility and personal accountability are huge right now. Obviously, no one wants to wear a mask. I have work later for 6 hours. I do not want to put a mask on my face for 6 hours. However, I am because, one, it's required, and two, it's kind of in the best interest of everyone around me. And I think that people have to hold themselves personally responsible because no one person caused this pandemic, but I think you are responsible for, the only thing you're truly responsible for is your actions. And I feel so often people try and justify them and blame them on some other source, but my grandmother always told me the only thing you can control is what you do. So I think taking personal responsibility and being accountable for how you're responding to this and how you are choosing to treat other people during this is really huge. And I think that's something that people should all take from this pandemic.
Yeah, I think that's a fabulous note to end on. Thank you so much for your time and your participation in this project.
Of course. Thank you.